We are learning Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Ula b'miskeya la'arad Eretz Yisrael. When Ula went up to Eretz Yisrael, Islavu le'trein b'nei Chuzoi. Two people from Chuzoi accompanied him up to Eretz Yisrael. Ba'adei came with him. Kom chad shach l'chavri. These two Chuzoi b'nei Chuzoi got into a fight, and one guy killed the other one. So this guy who was left, the survivor, so the one who killed the murderer, turns to Ula and says, "Yosav, you did a good job. You did a great job. Just open up the Beis Shechita and the Ram learns, so he should die a little faster." So when he got up, got into Eretz Yisrael, and he came to Rav Yechanan, Omalei. So Ula felt bad. Maybe he had a hand in killing this other person. Was I machzik de avera by telling him he did a good job and even telling him just to uncover the base of shechita? Amalei, no, nafshecha tzalta. You saved your own life, because if you knew you would have said he did a bad job, he would have killed you. So you have kuch nefesh. So that's why, just don't worry about it. But Katamar Rav Yechanan was like wondering. Mechti ksiv says in the pasuk we just learned. V'nasan Hashem lecha sham leiv ragos. And that's a pasuk in the Teichacha. And there, Bavel ksiv. Isn't that pasuk with Bavel? And here was in Eretz Yisrael already, that this fellow killed all the guys. So there's such murderers in Eretz Yisrael? Amalei, ahu shaita at that time, loy avinu yardeno. They didn't pass the yarden yet. They were still on the way up to Eretz Yisrael. Still in the Eva yarden, which doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael, like the Ran says. The Ran says, ve'eva yarden l'skadesh l'hava sa'oimer. The Ran is printed on Chavez and Aleph. Ve'eva yarden l'skadesh l'hava sa'oimer l'mixas kedushas. It's not the same Kedusha. So at that time, there wasn't Eretz Yisrael, so that's why it was possible for such a Achzarius to happen. So to Maravaita, Om Rav Huna, call a Kayis, anyone gets angry, Afilu Shechino, we continue with Kas, like we saw before, that Kas brings Gehenim. Now we're saying more, call a Kayis, Afilu Shechino, Eine Chashuv V'Knegdoi. If someone's angry, he doesn't even reckon with the Shechino Chas Shom. He thinks the Shechino is not even around. Shenamah says in the Pasuk, Rasha V'Goyva Apoi, when his anger builds up, Bal Yidrash, he thinks that Hashem is not even watching. Ain Elikim Kol Mizivaysav. Hashem doesn't know what's going on. That's what he says to himself because he's in his anger. So if someone who's angry, I feel a shchid ain chashuv connected. Rav Yirmiyahu Medifti Amar, Mashkich Talmudai Umoisiv Tipshis. He forgets his learning and he's moisiv even more tipshis. Shenem says in the Pasuk, Ki kas b'chek kasilim yanuach. It says, anger is in the lap of fools. So you see, he's a fool. He must be, he forgot his learning because he's sitting like a fool. And it says about a fool, v'chsil yifreis ivelas. A chsil will add on to his foolishness. So you see that he's moisiv tipshus. You know, if someone is angry, that his avarice and more than his chus and more than his mitzvah. Shenem is in the pasuk. Someone who's angry, gets angry. He has rav pesha. He has a lot of avarice. Om rav adam baruch nino mole chatu Yisrael. If not for the chatam of Kal Yisrael, the nitlam el chamisha chum shitayra v'sefe shul bavad. If not for the Kal Yisrael did avarice, it would be sufficient the chamisha chum shitayra and one sefa of nach sefa Yeshua. Because there you have to know, Sharach HaShar Yisrael, you have to know exactly where Yisrael is. My time, Mekibaroyim Chachmo Rav Kas. So the Ran learns Pshat like this, that most of the Mekibaroyim Chachmo Rav Kas, because most of the Nach is all about the Averis of Klai Yisrael, giving them Musar. So they wouldn't have done Averis, you would have needed all that Musar, all the Nach. All you needed is the Chavit Shem Torah, and it should be enough. But now they did Averis, we need all Nach to give us Musar to teach us how to fear Zich. So there's two Auras on this Gemara. So what I'm saying is that if not Averis, we enough Mishu Chum Shetara and Yeshua. So first of all, the Meritz Chayis has a few kashas over here. And some of the kashas are that we find a lot of the mitzvahs we learn out actually from Nach. He says, L'chare kashar ekam hilchasa gvuru salam du chazam divir nevi'im. For example, Dine Avelos, we learn from Yecheskel, Habretina Tfila, we learn from Chana with Eli. So we learn a lot of different halachas from Nach. So how can you say you're not going to have Nach? You're missing all those halachas. So he says if it wouldn't have done avera, they wouldn't have had all that all those halachas. So the Ritz Chayes answers that a navi can have a mechadish a halacha. All those halachas really halacha mashma Sinai. Just the psukim and neviim were just like a smachta, and therefore we would have still had halacha mashma Sinai. We just would have been missing the smachta. So therefore, it's possible to have all those mitzvahs without the nach. That's where it's Chayes turns. But the other question is, isn't this? It doesn't say that the Chav Dal Sifrei Kodesh was given in Sinai. All the whole Torah, including Nach, was given in Sinai. So then, how could it be that was before they did the Chet? So it's the Chatom over the years. So how can you say that it would not be given if not for the Chet? It was given already in Har Sinai. So on that, the Mefarshim answer that if not for the Chatom, the whole Torah, the whole Nach, would have been included in the words of Chamish Chumash Torah. Because everything in the Torah is merumas. Everything in Nach is merumas already in the Chumash Chumash Torah. And therefore, if not for the Chatom, we would have had better heads, and we were able to see the whole Torah of Nach, we were able to see in the Chumash Chumash Torah. And therefore, we wouldn't need more Sfarim. But, Kibiroiv Chachma Rav Kasta, because of all the Chatom, we lost our ability to see it from Chumash Chumash Torah, and therefore we need all those svarim. So Gemara Vayta, back to halacha. Finish my garta, back to halacha. Amar Vasi, ain is kokim al kei Yisrael, chutz mekoinim ishti nenesli shegamva as kisi shikses b'nim nenesh legamva as hiksa. So Rav's first pshat is that it means like this: that when it comes to a shvua, we don't do hataras adarim on a shvua, hataras shvuas. We don't do that. Ain is kakal kei Yisrael means Bezdin is not, when it's a shvua, which is more chamer, we don't do hatara on that. We don't do it except for a case of shalom bayis. What's the case of shalom bayis? Where someone made a neder that his wife's not going to be able to have a noah from him because he said, you stole my wallet. Or because you hit my child. And Lamaisa, we found out that wasn't true. It wasn't true. He said that was the reason why he made a neder. He found it wasn't true. So now he wants to mat his neder. He wants to mat his neder. So here, we allow them to matter the shvua, even though it's a shvua, we're talking about a case of a shvua, still, we are matter. Why? Because of shalom bayis. That's what it says. Now, first of all, one kasha is, the lechaira, here it turned out there was a mistake. She didn't really steal, and she didn't really hit the child. So why do you need hataras shvuas on this? Why do you have to matter the shvua if it was a mistake, the whole thing? So that the Ran answers. The case was here, he was maimid dvarav. He said that he had in mind that he shouldn't have an oath, even if it wasn't going to be true. And therefore he needed a shayla. That's what the Ran answered that kash. And then because of shalom bayis, and so Ran says it comes out that because of shalom bayis, and because of shtickle mistake, we are matter it. But usually we're not matter ashur. That's the Ran's first pshat. And we'll see the next Gemara, and then we'll say the other pshat after we see next Gemara. So he does say the kamedir of Asi. Omalei, b'may nedarta, what do you make a neder? B'lekei Yisrael, you said b'lekei Yisrael, which means basically you made a shvua b'lekei Yisrael with Hashem's name. Omalei, so the girsa of the Ran is, in nedarta b'mayi, loy mezikini alach. Even if you had, even if it was a kinoi for a shvua, mayi is a kinoi for a shvua, I would not be mati a neder. But now they did b'lekei Yisrael, for sure not. B'lekei Yisrael, you think he did it with Hashem's name, you think I'm going to be matter Yeshua? So that's the gear. So again, you see this idea, they're not matter Yeshua. But the Ram brings down another pshat in our Gemara, and it's a few arrow gear, so we can read in our Gemara, it's better. The Ram's second pshat is that of course you matter Yeshua's. Because the Ram even has a kasha from the Gemara later on, smash by Fibes Hillel, you could have Shiloh on Shua. And the Ran answers, the Ran says that here the Gemara is talking about Dafka because he said Hashem's name. He said Elkei Yisrael. Since he made a Shua with Elkei Yisrael, it's more Chama, and that's why you're not Mata Shua. About the regular Shua, you are Mata. But Elkei Yisrael, which is Hashem's name, there you're not Mata. The Omer of Asi, Enes Kokkei Yisrael means you're not Mata a Shua that's with Hashem's name, unless it's a Matzav of Shalom Bayis. And the story goes like this: he also committed a vase. Yomalei mina darta b'lekei Yisrael. Yomalei ina darta moi. If you would have done two kina b'alma, if you would have been just made a shul with a kinoi, mizakin aloch, I would have mattered. But hashda lo darta moi b'lekei Yisrael. Lo mizakin aloch. I'm not going to take care of you. That's the reading of Gemara. Gemara is more that's dafka because you made a shul b'lekei Yisrael with Hashem's name, which is more chomer. That's why I'm not taking care of you. Zok the Gemara vayta. Rav Kahana ikla lebei Rav Yosef. Rav Kahana went to Rav Yosef's house. Omalei, litam armidi. So Rav Kahana asked Rav Yosef, come, eat some of my meat. Omalei, loy. I am Morikulo to Mirlai. He said, I'm not eating by you. And he made a shua. Morikulo, which is Hashem's name, Kamavuyer in the Ran, Daf Bezim and Aleph, that this is called Hashem's name. Morikulo to Mirlai. That this is a shua by itself. I'm making a shua by Hashem's name that I'm not going to taste from you. Amalei. You're not going to taste from me. So we have to know what's going on. What's the shua back? So Mar says, "Hanichu Rav Kahana, the Amar loy marikula." I said the opposite way. Rav Kahana went to Rav Yosef's house. Rav Kahana went to Rav Yosef's house, and Rav Yosef said, "Come eat by me." Rav Kahana made a shua, and then it says back, Rav Yosef made a shua back. So Hanichu Rav Kahana, the Amar loy marikula. When instead Rav Kahana doesn't want to eat there, he's making a shua. But Rav Yosef, what's Rav Yosef making a shua? Rav Yosef, my Amar loy marikula. What's he saying? Where's the Hachu the Kamalei? Loy Marikul the Kamras? Aren't you saying now, hey, it sounds like you're saying a Shvua with Hashem's name? Hilkach Loy Tamir is like, you're not going to be able to taste, you're not going to be able to eat it because there's no way to have Hatara on the Shvua because he said Hashem's name. Or if the first sound around is because he made a Shvua, you're not going to be able to have Hatara until the Shvua. It's not shown bias here. Therefore, you're not going to be able to have Hatara. Omar Rav Amrav Nachman. Hilkasa. Poishim Stam Agav. I didn't find this kash anywhere, but on this Gemara we just learned where they're arguing about eating. Why isn't it called Nidr Zeruzin? Nidr Zeruzin. Why is it considered a good shvua? It should be called Nidr Zeruzin. So Ula Yiketaina, there's a machlokes Rishonim if there's such a thing as shvua Zeruzin. The Rambam and the Chinuch Chol is no such thing as shvua Zeruzin. Let me ask Pshat Gemara here, because here it's a shvua, and therefore there's no shvua Zeruzin. That's Ula Pshat Gemara. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Amar Nachman. Hilchasa poischem v'charata v'nes kokim l'lekei Yisrael. The halacha l'maisa is that we had a whole machlokes in Daf Chaf Aleph if you can be poischem v'charata or not, or you need afka Pesach. So first of all, halacha is poischem v'charata, and number two is v'nes kokim l'lekei Yisrael that we paskin that even if you say a shul Hashem's name, we do hataras shua. So we go to cool everything. First of all, poischem v'charata stay v'nei that stay v'shua, and also we deal with a Lekei Yisrael to make a Hatara on that Shvua. And the Ran speaks out, it makes a difference if you hold the Chayfetz or not. Even if you hold the Sefer Torah, still, we will be Mata that Nether, even though some Rishonim say not like that, but he says, that's how I hold, that you be Mata that Nether. So, Loch Lamais is a Peschim Becharata. So, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, that's what we pass in two places, in Reish Chav Chesef Alf, in Reish Lamed Sef Alf, that we Mata Becharata. But the Ramah in Reish Chav Ches Sif Zayin says that when you do charata, you should always make it into a Pesach also. And say like this, that you have charata, and you say like this, if you would have known you would have had charata, would you have made it in Eder? And he says no, so it's like a Pesach. You didn't know you're going to have charata. What does that help? The Shach explains, that helps because we spoke out on yesterday's blot that charata only works if it's the Mafreya. But if you have only charata with Kan Lahaba, it's not a good charata. So therefore, we're worried if you allow charata, you might, by mistake, do the wrong charata. Zokter Ramah, what you do is you say like this, if you would have known you would have charata mekan la'abo now, you would have made an edda. And that turns out to a Pesach. So you always do that. Every time you do charata, you always tell him that as well. You make sure he says that as well. And therefore, you always have a Pesach. That's the Chiddush of Ramah in Reish Chav Ches, Sif Zayin.